It's the summer of 1969. I am 17 years old, and I have a friend whose sister is the director of a program for the developmentally disabled. And I'm trying to get a job, which I had the previous summer, and I really needed the money, but I fail. And so she says, well, come on, volunteer and teach English to my group of 7 or 8 students who are developmentally disabled. She had no business asking me to do this. My qualifications for this were that I could read. Beyond that, I had none. So I had to choose a book. I had known nothing about these students, and all you teachers out there, you will grimace at the idea of me actually teaching these students. And I get into the room, and they're all different ages. They're all adults. They can read to varying degrees, but their level of disability makes it difficult to have a normal conversation about a book. I, for some reason, choose Of Mice and Men. Some of the students identified with George. Most of them identified with Lenny. And as we discussed the book, what I discovered was that a lot of them had a lot of thoughts locked up inside them, and they just wanted someone to share and listen to their views. I think I emerged from that summer, I was the student and they were the teachers. So now I'm going to flash forward to about 2011, where I'm standing in a bookstore and I'm doing some transaction with a manager about a book that I had written, and there was a man sitting next to me in a wheelchair, and the manager had to go away to do some other business, and we're standing there and we're not talking because you don't talk to strangers, but you know, I actually do talk to strangers, and I'm thinking to myself, as I often do, you know, I really should have a conversation with him. If he were not in a wheelchair, I'd probably have a conversation with him. And I noticed that he was pushing himself up with his arms like he was doing an exercise on his wheelchair. And so I said to him, are you doing an exercise? And he said, no, actually, my back is just kind of sore. And he explained to me the accident that had caused him to be in a wheelchair, which was a permanent paralysis. We had a long conversation of about 10 or 12 minutes, and then he went away, and I finished my business. As I was leaving, he had gone next door to another store, and we met outside, and he stopped me, and he said, he had tears in his eyes, and he said, I really appreciated our conversation. And I said, why? And he said, because you didn't pity me. Most people, when they see me, they pity me. You just asked me a question. And so those two stories are my experience of learning to meet people where they are, meet them halfway, and not meet them where you think they are. That's my story.